Residents of Peabody Street in this gritty neighborhood a mile southeast of downtown usually don't open their windows in the summer. The dust and noise from Battaglia demolition is too much for them to handle.
And even when you're playing out, you know, outside with the kids and them trucks are going by, that's all you're breathing in is diesel fumes. It's horrible.
That's Diane Lemansky. She lives next to the business owned by Peter Battaglia. Lemansky has counted as many as 200 trucks a day rumbling down Peabody Street to drop off bricks, concrete, and other debris at the recycling facility. The trucks swirl dust throughout the neighborhood. Battaglia's concrete crusher creates more dust and noise. Residents have complained about these problems for over a decade. Battaglia is in the crosshairs of city officials and state environmental regulators, but officials have failed to fulfill promises to clean up his operations. City officials accused Battaglia of 3 code violations in a case filed in housing court over 16 months ago. The city contends Battaglia has operated outside the scope of his permit by accepting garbage and ignored the hours of operation approved by the planning board. But Lemansky said the case has encountered numerous delays.
It is frustrating because every time we go there, we think we're going to get some kind of closure. And it's always postponed due to baloney.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation has filed 5 separate notices of violation against Battaglia since April 2014. The state contends Battaglia is operating without 2 required state permits. The DEC also maintains Battaglia is not controlling dust that drifts into the neighborhood, and he's installed signs incorrectly listing his hours and debris that he's permitted to collect. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office picked up the case from the DEC a year ago, but has not filed any legal action. His office refused to comment. Neighborhood residents said they gave the Attorney General's office depositions this summer. Fillmore District Common Council member David Fronczek said he gave one too.
The biggest frustration, it's just taking so long.
But it was Senator Chuck Schumer's visit to the neighborhood last October that instilled the most hope among residents. At his press conference, Schumer urged authorities to clean up Battaglia's operation. Last week, Schumer told Investigative Post that he can sympathize with the residents.
I'm hopeful that the Attorney General will be able to shut them down. Now, his investigation's taken a long time. I wish it were quicker. I've pushed him to be quicker.
While government officials have failed to act, Battaglia in September filed a lawsuit against the DEC and the City of Buffalo in state Supreme Court. The suit contends his business is exempt from the laws the DEC is charging with violating and that city officials are unfairly enforcing regulations. Battaglia refused to talk with Investigative Post aside from this brief comment.
You know, I really don't have any comments to say or anything. It is what it is, and it's been 20 years of abuse.
Residents are discouraged by the inaction.
Does everyone feel let down?
I think so.
That's Rebecca Newberry, the executive director of Clean Air Coalition of Western New York, which has helped residents advocate for change.
It's really difficult to have hope presented to you that there will be a change and your neighborhood will get better, and then nothing come of that hope.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Talvak with Investigative Post.